Hi everybody, I'm at the Haiku booth and I'm talking to
François.
Hi François, what is Haiku?
So Haiku is a free software operating system that is not a GNU Linux distribution. Yes, there are other operating systems around. You might have heard of ReactOS, and there's also a FreeBSD, NetBSD, and there's also Haiku. And Haiku is inspired by the B operating system, which was around until the end of 2001, which was a proprietary operating system, but we thought it had interesting features and we didn't want to see it go, so we just rewrote it.
Completely from scratch. And what language are you using to write it?
So yes, almost completely from scratch. We reused other blocks from free software projects like FreeType for the fonts and other stuff. But the Haiku code itself is mostly C++ and some more C in the kernel, but there are some C++ stuff in the kernel as well. So yeah.
And how well has the take-up been of Haiku? Do many people use it?
I didn't really check the figures, but I could talk about the committers at least. There's more than 100 people who are ever committed to the main repository. We now have a ports repository, so people contributing recipes for porting software. Last time I checked the figures, there were like more than 200 committers, different committers. And it's probably more now because we participate in the GCI, the Google Coding contest. So we have students contributing recipes every year, and it's really really interesting seeing them learn Haiku and contribute to it.
Is it then more an academic project, or do you envision millions of desktop PCs running Haiku in the future?
World domination.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's more of a pet project. It's really fun to do, and well, we try to do something different, so to make people see that there's not only GNU Linux, and also, well, come up with new ideas that Linux distro can copy from us, maybe.
So what is, if you can describe the desktop to me that I'm looking at, what makes it different than a traditional desktop like KDE or GNOME?
Well, it might look a bit oldish in the style.
Retro is the word you're looking for.
Yeah, retro is the word. But, well, we like it that way. We don't really fancy bubblegum effects and everything. But, yeah, it's quite sleek, I think. The window tabs, they are really useful because you can drag them. You can hold shift and click the mouse and drag them. And you can group windows. So you have tabbed windows, and you can group them, and so it's really it's interesting. There are some nice features as well on the file system. For example, we support extended attributes, so it's basically metadata that you attach to files. But BFS actually can index them, so instead of having to run an update DB every night to see what changed in the file system. Well, you just let the file system handle it, and you just run a query, and it's instantaneous.
So that's interesting, actually.
And yeah, we use it for the mails, for example. So each mail has a file with attributes. So basically, the mail client is just a search in the file browser with the mail status equals new. So you just see the new mails.
Oh, very good. So this is, I think Microsoft were talking about doing something like that a long time ago and dropped it.
Yeah, I think they were trying something, they kind of call it like WinFS or something. Yeah, well, BSD did 15 years ago, you know.
Very good. And is it easy enough to install, or are we talking specific hardware here?
Well, on most PCs it actually boots quite well. We still have some driver issues, of course, because it's not Linux, so we need to write drivers. We do have some help, for example, for our network drivers. We wrote a compatibility layer, so we can actually port FreeBSD drivers without much changing them. So we don't have to maintain a separate port. Because I remember people from RTEMS, it's an embedded operating system, they first tried to port the BSD drivers one by one, and then it was a mess to maintain, and then they switched to some glue code, separate glue code, and it was much easier, so we just did the same as they did. But for graphics driver, we support VESA modes on most of the graphics cards. We still lack some 3D stuff, drivers, for example, but yeah, well, it's in the works.
Okay, can you use it for a daily driver? Can you email? Can you surf the net? That type of thing.
Yes, well, we have a mail client, we have an IRC client, that's important.
Yeah. Here at least, yeah.
Yeah, sure. We do have a native browser now that uses WebKit. Well, if people are interested, we are still wanting for Firefox ports, because we did have a Firefox port back, it was like version 2 or something on BOS, but you know, it's like, let's ditch native backends, let's use Cairo. And then we ported Cairo, and then they said, oh no, Cairo is bad, let's use something else. And then we said, okay, we'll just wait.
So you want to have somebody who knows Rust now?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that could be an interesting idea for like GSOC, the Google Summer of Code contest, maybe, if anyone is interested in porting Rust to Haiku. We still miss LibreOffice port. We have Olivier around here, who actually started an OpenOffice port back before the fork. I think some people expressed an interest in finishing the port for the Summer of Code, so maybe, who knows.
Okay, thank you very much for taking the time, and good luck with the project.
Thank you.